From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Today is Election Day, and Californians have a jam-packed primary ballot to fill out. Capital Public Radio's Drew Sanser reports.
Voters will pick two finalists in California's U.S. Senate race, as well as for governor and the other seven statewide constitutional offices. One of those races, a state schools chief, could be decided outright if one candidate wins a simple majority. Californians will also decide which candidates advance to the November general election in all 53 congressional districts, including seven seen as crucial to Democratic efforts to recapture the House. A pivotal recall in a Southern California state Senate district could strip Democrats of their supermajority in the legislature. And there are five statewide ballot measures, Propositions 68 through 72. They include a $4 billion parks and water bond and pieces of the gas tax and cap and trade deals lawmakers struck last year with Governor Jerry Brown. In Sacramento, I'm Drew Sanser.
Polls are open until 8 p.m., so if you still have your vote-by-mail ballot, you can turn it in at a polling place or mail it in as long as it's postmarked by today and arrives at your county's election office within the next 3 days. Well, Republican and Democratic activists will watch today's primary elections in California closely. Unlike other primaries around the country, which determine each party's candidate that will face off in the general election, the California race could be more decisive. Under the state's unusual top two primary system, the two highest vote getters move forward regardless of party. Analysts have warned Democrats that it's possible that in three Southern California races, none of their party's candidates could advance in November. California Republican Party Chair Jim Brolte says he thinks that's unlikely.
I will be pleasantly surprised if we have two Republicans in the top two in any of those districts.
Still, national Democrats have spent millions in races to support their party's candidates and to oppose possible second-place Republicans in the vulnerable districts. The Republican Independent Expenditure Group has also spent more than $2 million in those races. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.